City Manager's Report. Mr. Ainslie, we'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Members of Council, the first item actually is our third quarter financials. I will turn it over to our finance officer.
Pass the microphone.
So the first one, and I have did a little bit of scribbling on this because there was some questions at Lingle and Finance. This is our general fund revenue and expenses. And there was a question that came up about property tax, if we the property tax is down. And the reason is that we did ask for less for 2018. You can see that I put there the $2.6 million, which in 2017 we asked for the 2.8. So that is why that's lower. Also, the sales tax looks a little bit different, too. And that's because starting in February, usually we had two checks that would actually go into the month that that's happened. This year, there's only one check. The other check went back into 17. And so that looks a little bit different, too. So I just wanted to bring that forth. Other than that, the revenues are up. And the expenses are up, but we are still ahead as far as the revenue goes. So any questions on that? Next one is our cash balances in our banks, our CDs. Right now it's a little bit low because this is the end of September. Of course, we haven't got our big checks as far as sales tax goes, so it is usually a little lower than what we usually have. Savings account, about the same. We have our CDs, Wells Fargo, Pioneer Bank, and then the Alice Wiggins Dunn. Any question on that? And, of course, our interest off of those. Nothing too unusual there.
That, too, goes up in October.
Yes.
Question.
Sure.
Is this interest or is this investment?
Part of it's off of our checking accounts and savings. Some of it's on CDs. The largest amount, the $42,000, is our TIFs that we internally invested in. And so, of course, that will be another one. That will be increase about double again here in November. And then here's our cash that are in our main funds. Let me make. And all of these are on the back table if anybody would like to grab them and to look at them, because I know it's very hard to see them from here. Basically, we are with $1.9 million in that is cash, CDs, and that's also including our TIF loans that we have out there. I guess the best thing here, and I'm just going to make it bigger, and even though the second one is our liquor store, we're very happy to say that that is in the positive. It has been negative, as you can see, clear back to 2011. And so very happy that is in the positive. The water is the next one at $2 million, sitting about the same. Of course, your wastewater is growing, and that is because of the surcharge, because of the big project that we have coming up. So that's at 1.2, your sanitation, and then your ambulance. Any questions there? And then this here is the revenues and expenses. You have your revenues first, your expenses for your funds, main funds. General fund, the revenue first, then the expense. And, of course, those are both because of a lot of that leases that we did during the rally. The only one that I did look into was the sanitation, which is the one that I've got marked down there, the $1,058,000, because they were so similar. And what has happened last year, the special sanitation for our local businesses was already in that number in September, but in 2018, it did not get billed until October. So you're not going to see that special sanitation in there till the fourth quarter. Any questions? And if anything comes up, please let me know. Feel free to.
Thanks, Faye.
Yeah.
Daniel gets to talk some more money.
This report is also on the back table. So each year at this meeting, we provide the financial report from the current year's rally. And so this is the 78th annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally financial report, second page. Looking on the second page, this is something new that we did. We made a concerted effort to try to quantify all of the various donations to local charities that occur throughout the event. I will note that this is not necessarily everything, but this is as many events that kind of occur during the rally as possible to find what their total donations are. You can see that SMRI, as well as the City of Sturgis and Jack Daniels Experience Tasting, have all provided funds from this year to Sturgis Rally Charities. And so this year, I think in January is when they'll give out the funds. They'll have about $75,000 to give out. That is all generated from the rally. In addition, Brown-Forman, which is a parent company of Jack Daniels, gave $5,000 to a new Sturgis Scholarship Fund. The Sturgis Police Athletic League spent a significant amount of time during the rally raffling off the police motorcycle, especially the chief's wife, who spent, I don't know, probably 90 hours out there selling tickets. That did generate $16,000 for the Police Athletic League here in town. And then there were various different events that occurred this year, from 5K to the poker tournament and, of course, the mayor's ride. We've already gone over all the local charities that received funding from that. Church activities, and I think this is something a lot of people forget, but everything from the breakfasts as well as parking lots, things like that that occur, we were able to account for, I think that's $57,000 that was raised from this year's rally. Also, Sturgis Brown High School, from their showers as well as breakfast, raised $9,000 net. An item that is not discussed very often is the hamsters. Their event that occurs, I believe, on Monday night each year of the rally, an auction, they ended up raising $16,000 for the Sturgis Motorcycle Museum, and then an unbelievable $283,000 for the Lifescape Children's Care Hospital in Rapid City. That is an amazing sum. And if you look at the history of the time that the Hamsters as an organization has been doing this, they have donated just shy of $3 million to that local charity, a significant, long-lasting impact on a local charity. And then also the Buffalo Chip had several different events that brought together a total of $85,000 to charities. So if you look at it, $583,000 to local charities that occurred just from this year's event. I think that's an important number that a lot of times people leave out when they look at the impacts of the rally. Next page. This is looking at the significant income sources for the City of Sturgis. And again, this is for the City of Sturgis, not for the county and not for, of course, local businesses or local residents. Across the board, you can see the majority of different incomes were higher this year. I do want to point out that vendor fees and tattoo licensing has struggled this year. There were three main things that occurred this year. One, the average size of the vendors was quite a bit smaller, especially T-shirt vendors. And the second was that we had pretty much a significant class that used to be fairly large vendors that were not able to come this year. And that was used motorcycle dealers as well as dealers that did conversion of motorcycles. That was due to a recent change in state law that went into effect this July 1st. Because of that, I think there was 12 or 13 that usually come that did not come this year. That's a substantial hit to that revenue line item. And then the other substantial thing is that each year, more and more of that vendor fee that they pay actually goes to special sanitation. That increases 3% each year. And so that kind of has steadily whittled away the amount of money that goes to the general fund. Going down the list, you can see that the property rentals has increased substantially. That's simply because we're leasing more property, and as we lease more property, there's more vendors that are going in there. As we've discussed several times in recent meetings, when we do lease a property from a private landowner, we in turn find someone to locate there, and in turn the city does make a profit from that. Are there any questions on the income levels? Faye, if you can go to the next page. This next is regarding the sales tax, and I want to make sure everyone understands that when I qualify this, how we come up with the sales tax and how we do it each year is truly an estimation. There is no way, based on the information we receive from the Department of Revenue, that we can identify exactly what sales tax comes directly from the rally. The only one that we can pinpoint is temporary vendors. And we do release that figure. But we know, of course, there's a lot of non-temporary vendors that have a significant increase because of the rally. So what we have to do is look at the increase that we receive in checks and compare that to what the summer average has been. And then we accredit that increase to the rally. And again, this is not something that we can say is 100% accurate, but it's as close as we can get. This is the calculation to show that the total additional sales tax from the rally was $628,000. And again, that was sales tax revenue that came into the city of Sturgis from the rally. And of course, that is not that does not include the state sales tax, which is quite a bit higher than what the city receives. Going through this is our expense comparison. I do want to note each year as we do this exercise, we get a little more precise. We did notice this year when we were doing it that in years past on the income side, we had included income of in-kind items. So, for example, Coca-Cola provides a lot of water as well as soda that we use at receptions as well as for employees. The South Dakota Beef Council provided a lot of beef and hamburgers that we used at various receptions, different things like that. So we have included on the income side that that revenue, but we did not include the consumption of that actually as an expense. So frankly, we were kind of double counting that. When we realized that this year, we did change that. So when you see supplies, materials, and food, there was a substantial increase in 2018. Pretty much that increase was because we decided to truly better account for it, which included the value of all the in-kind products that we consumed. Going down, there really was not a significant change kind of anywhere. And see in the wages that there was a reduction. Again, that's because several of our departments have been operating more efficiently. We have hired fewer additional seasonals, temps, and we have been far more careful with overtime. I do want to note that this has been a multi-year effort. I do think that that effort has probably changed and, or has kind of reached the maximum of what we can expect. And so next year I would anticipate that that would probably increase by 3, 4%, something like that, based on just what our actual wage costs increase. Next slide. No, that page. Yep. This is actually out of our comprehensive plan that was adopted, I believe, in 2010. You can see that in 2010, when the city adopted the comprehensive plan, at that time, it was noticed that the city had a net of approximately $300,000 each year from the rally. And so it was a long-term goal to increase that return from the rally to increase it to $1 million so that there would be an ongoing viable kind of revenue stream for other city projects. And so that was a long-term goal that was established in 2010. And I am happy to note that the city has reached that goal and has exceeded that. I want to go to the next slide. We have essentially hit that goal beginning in 2013 and have continued to hit that almost every single year. This last year, actually in 2018, the net return or the net profit to the city was just over $1.4 million. Again, to put that in perspective, compared to what the average was in 2010, the city has increased it from $300,000 to $1.4 million. That, frankly, is one of the primary reasons why we're able to reduce the property taxes. As we went over earlier, that we have actually reduced the amount of money that we're requesting from our local property owners. So even as the number of properties continues to grow, as we're a growing community, we're actually requesting less money. A lot of that additional funding is coming from the rally. And also this is helping to pay for a lot of the infrastructure upgrades that have been made, from Harley-Davidson Rally Point to the 9th Street Bridge to the upgrades at the community center and parks. So are there any questions regarding the 78th Annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally Financial Report? Okay. A couple more. You're not done yet.
Close.
There's more numbers. The next item is a sales tax update. This is generally for sales that occurred in August. I say generally because pretty much the temporary vendors, we already received that in the month prior. It's just kind of a reporting phenomenon based on kind of when revenue receives that. But overall, in the 2% general month over month, we were up 2.3%. And year over year, that leaves us at 2018. So far, year over year, we're up 1%. The triple B month over month, unfortunately, we were down 6.8%. If you remember the month before, we were up incredibly high. For the year in the triple B, we are up 3.7%. So we continue to do quite well with sales tax. Next is the budget update. I will go through these fairly quickly, but if you have any questions, feel free to ask. These are for expenses through the end of September, so approximately 75% of the year would have been completed. Mayor and councils at 52.9% of their budgeted authority. Attorney is at 70%. Finance office is at 75.8%, slightly higher than we'd like, but really a lot of the additional finance costs come during the rally period. Human resources is at 77.8%, same explanation there. City manager is at 62.2%. IT is at 59.4. Insurance is at 88. Most of our insurance costs really come in January. And so, as you might remember, we're always incredibly high for the budgeted authority and insurance once we make the first check, which is in January. Buildings is at 65.2. Planning and permitting is at 69.9. Sponsorship is at 96.2. But again, almost actually all of that budget is with the rally, and that's why it's pretty much fully spent. The rally department is at 89.8. We do have a supplemental appropriation included in tonight's packet for an extra $18,000, and that's because we gave away more money from the mayor's ride than we had originally budgeted, but the mayor's ride was more successful than it has been in the past. Police department is at 77.5, again, higher than 75%, but a significant portion of their budget comes during the rally period. Dispatch is at 69.9, fire is at 54.2, streets is at 66.9, street lighting at 73.2, airport is at 73.8. You will notice that we do have another supplemental appropriation on this, the second reading for that, but that's really to purchase fuel for our new fuel pumps, which will be installed, that was not included in the original budget. Cemetery is at 66.9, community center at 70.1, recreation at 69%, parks is at 61.2, library is at 73.6, auditorium is at 90.8, which is, of course, quite a bit higher, but there is a supplemental appropriation for an extra $6,000 for the condenser, which failed on that, and that was replaced, I think, 2 months ago. About on that, and so there is a supplemental appropriation for that. That leaves you at your general fund at 74.7%, again, lower than the 75%, and especially noting that January and August are busiest or most expensive months, and we've already paid for that. I am feeling pretty comfortable that we are doing quite well in our expenses this year. The triple B fund is at 77.9%, water is at 50.6%, wastewater at 46%, and sanitation at 55.2%. Are there any questions on the budget update? lastly, as I can tell I bored everyone, is payroll changes. Just quickly, in our parks department, I am happy to note that two of our parks operators have completed their training necessary for, or their licensing necessary for their CDL. So they will be moved all the way up to a regular operator. So they have increases well-deserved. And also, I am happy to note that our admin assistant position, which has been vacant at Public Works since July, when Rallying Events stole the Public Works admin assistant, that now is being filled. Are there any questions? Thank you very much.
Thanks, Daniel. I don't think it was boring stuff. It's just a lot of stuff. But
I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
Would it be possible to get those budget updates emailed out to us?
Emails it. I think she might have, but I'll check.
Should be titled budget control.
Budget control. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go back and check.
Sure.